Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk some Mets with SNY's Nelson Figueroa joins us now. Mets tonight will have Syndergaard on the mound, so we should start there. Nelson, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. Don't sound so excited.
I'm always excited. Absolutely. I was just railing about the Mets a minute ago, as a matter of that fact. And, I'm waiting for them to bring McNeil up, and at least, but I do think, I thought they were going to wait till Cabrera was finally traded, but it sounds now like maybe they're going to slide him over to third base, give him some time there, so maybe they can bring him up as a third baseman. Because when you have a terrible team and can't hit, and a guy's hitting .390 in the minors, you might want to bring him up, you know?
Sounds like a good idea, and I think well-deserved. I mean, he's struggled throughout his minor league career, staying healthy for the most part, but I think what it comes down to is he's kind of figured something out, obviously. It's one thing to do it at one level and get comfortable with those pitchers, but he jumps up to AAA level and continues to tear the cover off the ball, and they need some kind of offense, some kind of life, and I think he could be a nice asset.
Tell me what you expect from Figueroa. You think Figueroa comes back and is throwing Figueroa. Tell me what I'm thinking
I
about.
Wish.
I'm thinking about you. Tell me what you're expecting from Syndergaard tonight.
Expected from Syndergaard, yeah. A lot more of the same. I think he came back with maybe have a little bit of rust to him, but again, this is a guy who literally grabbed a slider and then took it to a ball game after a bullpen, and has really turned his game around and dominated baseball with a 95 mile an hour slider the likes of not many people have seen. So I think as long as he was healthy, he's been throwing bullpens and staying as sharp as possible, there will be a little bit of rust. I don't think he'll be a complete four-pitch pitcher tonight, but I think as good as his stuff can be, fastball-slider combination should be off the charts, and the changeup will definitely keep him with the ability to win a ball game.
Let's say, and we'll talk about Nelson Figueroa, let's say that the Mets, as we expect, don't trade DeGrom or Syndergaard until they get a general manager, and we'll make a general manager decision, whether they have one in hire somebody who's here or go on a search next year. So let's say they wait till the offseason for those two. Which guy do you think is more attractive to a team right now? Wheeler presently or Mats presently? Now, forget lefty. Talk about the pennant race this year. Which guy do you think is more attractive to a team to help a team this year? Mats or, Wheeler or Mats?
You know, to me, I think Wheeler is the guy with the continuing to climb plus stuff across the board. And he's added a split finger that's been a really nice addition. His ability to throw his fastball on both sides of the plate and pitch to the upper part of the plate. Mats usually kind of stays in one area. And fastball inside, like a young Al Leiter, just trying to go in, on especially on the righties, falls into trouble with some of his off-speed stuff. That's where he really gives up a lot of extra base hits. But if you look at Wheeler's numbers across the board, extra base hits, there hasn't been very many. He hasn't made very many mistakes with the long ball at all. And so I think he's a guy that really has figured something out. Dave, kudos to Dave Island for really taking him and continuing to mold him, and no longer do I consider him a prospect with a high ceiling. You look at the numbers that he's putting up now, the soft hit percentage against him, the highest in the National League. Second is DeGrom, so that just tells you what kind of company he's keeping when it comes to that. And as long as he can avoid that big inning, I think he's going to continue to get better and better.
I'll give you a guy. Tell me if you think this guy's on the team in mid-August. Cabrera.
No, I think he survived last year's fire sale. I think this year, with the way he's playing, 17 home runs, this is probably the best you're going to see of Cabrera, the highest you're going to see his market to go to a contender.
I agree.
And get something back for him.
I agree. I tell you who he'd help. He'd help the Red Sox. The Red Sox could use him because they're not getting Pedroia back. He could help them at second base. He would help the Red Sox a lot.
Yeah, he's a great fit for the Red Sox, and I think that's one of the things. He's a switch hitter, a guy who can play second, guy who can play third, spell you in a pinch for shortstop. So he's exactly what you need, especially if you have a good enough lead to give some guys some downtime. He's a great fill-in.
Familia.
Familia will not be here either, I don't believe. He is throwing the ball a lot better. I know, you know, everybody's enjoying, or not enjoying, I should say, the roller coaster ride that is Familia every time he goes out there. But I think when you look at when his stuff is on, and it's been on lately, that downward sink at 97, 98, you're not looking for him to be your closer. Obviously, if you're a playoff contender, you have a closer already in there. But you definitely want to have that other arm that you can go to, because it's still a very long season. The dog days of summer are just upon us. So you got to get through August and September with another weapon, and I think he will not be a Met.
Flores,
I think, will be a Met. What are you really going to get back for him? For Met fans, yes, he's, you know, one of the guys that you see in blue and orange, and you're excited to see come up in the ninth inning. I don't think there's a lot of other teams that might think the same way, but I think if you're going to get back another right-handed guy who, you know, has a plus fastball like the Mets got back a ton of last year, then why bother? I think you need to keep Flores in a Met uniform.
All right, and Wheeler, do you think Wheeler will be here?
You know what? I think I really like what's going on with the three starters, and Syndergaard comes back, and he's still the same Syndergaard, and those four starters. It's no longer a question mark about the four and five with Wheeler and Mats. They jump right into the, you know, four slots very nicely. I mean, you're looking at guys now that are no longer question marks with, can they compete? Are they, you know, what are they missing? They know what they're missing, and they know how to make adjustments now on their own. You know, previous years, those two guys, it would be a five-run inning. Now you see them with bases loaded, nobody out, and they find a way to make it a one-run inning, you know, two runs max. And I think that something that you build on, and they have that comfortability, and it's starting pitching. So trading starting pitching, unless you're going to get something back, I don't want anybody's prospects that aren't, and again, prospects, it doesn't matter to me what number they are on the rankings. I mean, Rhys Hoskins was number 63 for the Phillies, all right? So I don't care what they say, oh, we'll get a top 10 prospect back. Wheeler is a bona fide major league pitcher right now, and his stock is continuing to rise, so I wouldn't trade him.
We're talking with Nels Figueroa about the Mets right now. You know, one guy in this very sad season that you have to give credit to, you got to give it to Cabrera, of course, but also Batista, he's got pride. You know, that the guy comes in, he plays hard. He doesn't give away at bats. He goes up there and he's, I know he doesn't hit for high average, but he gets his walks. He drives the baseball some. At least he's got some pride in his game.
Absolutely, and I think that's the chip on his shoulder he had from not getting a contract and going to the Braves and not getting an opportunity and getting a chance to play. It's a bit much for him to play every day, but he's not a guy that's going to bow out of the line. He wants to continue to prove that he can play. He'd be a nice fit for a contender.
I think somebody could pick him up. I'm not going to give anything for him, but he would actually maybe help a team down a stretch.
Yeah, I could definitely see that, and I think when you look at the production that he's giving you, in the last 32 games, he's giving you what you wanted out of top three. Paid money to top. It was a nice find in Batista. I like everything about his game. He's actually shown that, you know, the ability to walk as well, which, again, when you're a big thing like he is and a free swinger, he's no longer trying to go for the downs. You know, I'm seeing a guy who's hitting hard line drives, putting the ball in play and making good things happen and playing a multitude of positions.
Does it bother you that Rosario plays really well for a couple of games, gets a couple of triples, gets a double, hustles, makes some big plays, and then is out of the lineup the next night? I think I lost
it. Opinion, I believe. Hello?
Yeah, I thought I lost you. Go ahead. Did you hear the question about Rosario? Does it bother you that he's out of the lineup after he has a couple of good games like that?
Mike, in my humble opinion, when a kid is starting to turn the corner a little bit and then you put a challenge like that in front of him of Max Scherzer, I mean, all it can do is help him. Because if he's overmatched, okay, no problem. That's one of the best in the game. If he finds a way to do something good, you know, a couple of hits, you know, it's not like Max Scherzer doesn't give up the solo home run. I mean, Kevin Pollocky took him deep.
Yeah,
he
left some sliders over the plate last night.
Absolutely. He was not vintage Scherzer last night. Last night would have been the great opportunity to whatever, did something good, even had good at bats, then it's another feather in the cap so that he can go back and say, I have confidence against Scherzer. Right now, he doesn't know what he can do against Scherzer because he didn't get the opportunity.
I don't get it. I don't get this idea, you know, sitting him when he starts to get hot. I mean, he played well those couple of games, and to me, he had some life. I just don't get it. I don't think that's the constructive way to build a player. I really don't. And what do you see? Do you like Rosario, or do you think Rosario is a real prospect, or do you think he's only a marginal prospect?
No, I think the tools are there. I do the tools, and it's just very difficult the way that he's having to do it right now with at the league level, kind of sit out three games and work on bunting and work on his, you know, leads at first base and all these little things where he's learning these lessons that, you know, most guys that are his level should be. Should have those abilities already. Those tools should have been much more refined. He's very raw. I think we're seeing that. For a guy who is number one prospect in all of minor league baseball, I think we've seen a lot of people leapfrog him at the big level. So time will tell exactly what we're going to see from him. But I do think the potential is there. I see the swing. I see the speed. I see the ability with the arm at short. And if he can learn how to flip, which he's done quite well his last few times out there, that if he continues to grow this way, that the Rosario we saw the last, you know, 5-6 games, then I think that is much promise for the New York Mets.
Are you going to miss watching this team over the All-Star break? I mean, I'm sure it's going to be tough not to be with them for 4 days with the wonderful play they give you every night.
Yeah, you know, that's what the All-Star will give you, a little chance to relax. I'll be rooting for Jacob DeGrom.
There you go. Listen, thanks very much. I know you're in a bad patch right now, but thanks for coming on. Appreciate it, Nelson. Nelson Figueroa, obviously, always does a good job when he comes on, and I'm sure he likes getting away from the Mets for a couple of days because, boy, that's tough.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.